We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Chris Paul, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
CP3. Not the best game for him yesterday. Didn't need it. Didn't need it from the Dubs. Didn't need it. Played 23 minutes.
He got picked.
Yeah, he got picked. Got his pocket picked, turned the ball over three times, seven assists, 0 for 2 from the floor. Not his best outing. Not his best outing, but Chris Paul's been solid for the most part. Warriors, Orlando today. Orlando's really good defensively. This will be a tough game. Let's get to Alex at San Jose then. I do want to pivot right back into the Niners because I do think there is something there. Something there with Brock Purdy and Jet York, but let's get to, and yes, all my guys. What's up, my guys? Guys and gals. Alex, my guy. What's happening?
What's going on? Good morning, gentlemen. I know, Bonta, you said you were getting driven a little crazy talking about the starting lineup so much, but the reason why I wanted to call was because I called the other day talking about this exact issue with the having the two non-shooters out there in the starting lineup. And, you know, lo and behold, Steve Kerr made a change yesterday, put Clay in the starting lineup, and they looked fantastic. I don't want to, you know, get credit for that or anything, but I'm just kidding. Yeah, that one player made, you know, a huge difference in the starting lineup. You had a lot more space for Kuminga and Wiggins to operate in the lane and around the key. And I think if Clay starts to struggle a little bit, you know, down a few games down, because, you know, he's fluctuating between starter, then coming off the bench, now starter again. I kind of think we should go to Moody if he starts to struggle, because it at least keeps the spacing consistent with the shooting. And Moody's shown that he's right, ready to step up if the number's called. You know, we saw that when Wiggins was out. But just had that consistent spacing with the starters, I think is, yeah, go ahead.
I do think you're on to something, Alex, with the spacing with the starters. I don't want to go too crazy here about last night, because Miami was missing Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Kevin Love. And Khloe mentioned that after the game. Say, hey, they're down four guys. We should be able to win this game, Alex. So I don't want to get too crazy. Today would be a good limit test, though, for the Warriors in the spacing and the starting lineup against Paolo Banchero and the Magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was using that same phrase that you used, the limit test, but today's going to be the real challenge. Yesterday was a game that we just should have won.
Yep. Good stuff, Alex.
What is a litmus test?
It's a test to show where you're at. Where's your team at? Warriors were the 19th best team in the NBA going into last night. 19th best team in the league. 19th best record in the NBA going into last night's game. 10th best team in the West. That's what we're talking about here.
So I'm looking at it right now. The expression, a litmus test, it has a political meaning, which we will not bring up because I don't want to trigger half the audience.
Yeah, don't do that.
The expression is a metaphor based on the litmus test in chemistry, in which one is able to test the general acidity of a substance, but it's not the exact pH.
Yeah, you get the little strips. You guys remember that in school?
No.
Little strips? No, you don't remember that? All
right. No. Yeah. I don't.
Okay.
I don't remember much from school.
There you go. Stay in school, kids.
Cloudy part of my life.
That's a drop. So I don't know how you're going to use it. I don't remember much from school. There's not a lot you should.
I've learned infinitely more on the internet over the last couple of years than I ever learned.
You're street smarts, not book smarts.
Yeah, street smarts. There you go. Street smarts. You got street instincts. Book smart, street smart, and just being smart.
I.
Who is that, Shaskin? It sounds like me.
No, that's me.
Is that you sound like me right there?
Okay, I was impersonating you.
Is that what you said yesterday when you read that? I couldn't imagine Shasky right here. 888-957-9570. As we're talking about guys, Chris Sims said, I'm the type that says, hey, chief, or thanks, boss.
Oh, those I are do the do worst
that. But I
people.
Do that.
Why?
What up, chief?
It's very disrespectful.
Why is it disrespectful?
I find call somebody it to be boss? A completely backhanded compliment.
No, it's not backhanded. I'm calling you the boss. Like, what up, chief? What up, boss?
Yeah, well, when you're like, the man. Okay, you're working the register at a particular, you're not the boss, probably. And to me, it's like, oh, thank you, and whatever. I personally, when I've worked in service, in food service for many, many years, my wife was a waitress for a long time, I associate saying, hey, boss, hey, chief, what's up, bud? Like, there's this whole backhanded complimentary thing that, to me, really? it's more disrespectful than it is complimentary. So
888-957-9570, is it disrespectful to say, because, like, I do it all the time. I'll be like, what's up, boss? I don't mean any disrespect. I'm calling him like, yo, you're the man. It. You're the man. I'm calling you the man. Like, hey, boss, what's up? What up, chief?
I'm picturing the Tiger Woods meme where it says big dog.
Big dog.
And then
yeah,
Shasky, exactly. Shasky has his hand pulled back like he's going to punch him in
so
the
right
face.
Away, right away, we got two disagreements. Michael Taylor on YouTube. I'm with Joe on this. 49er rider. Nah, you tripping, Joe.
I'm not.
Why is it rude? If I'm like, what up, boss? What's going on?
Okay, where am I?
Who the hell cares?
Well, it makes a difference.
At.
Like, okay, I go into a gas station, right? And I'm going to go pay for my, even though you normally pay at the credit card thing, but like, I go in, like, what's up, boss? Like, I think there's
that's
a whole way.
Like,
well, it's the tone, it's the setting, how many people are around, what's the job they're performing. I don't know. I find it to be more disrespectful than not.
Wow, I never knew that. I never knew people thought.
I find it to be like rude, like, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. And why
is it rude?
I'm not saying that your intentions are rude. I find it like people in service to me, we need to treat them well and be respectful.
That's what I'm doing. Like, I'm calling them a boss. I'm empowering them. Be like, yo, you're the boss. You're running this store. I respect you. You're making these cappuccinos with everything you got. You're typing in the money or whatever it is. You're the boss. What up, boss? Like, when people used to come up to the restaurant, I was working at Starbucks or pizza as a barista. When I was working as a barista and people would come up to me and be like, yo, what up, boss? I felt empowered. I felt more confident. I'm like, man, this guy's calling me boss. He's calling me chief. I used to feel good about myself when people call me that.
I don't know. I see the same people at Starbucks. I either go to the one on Stockton here because there's not many open, or I go to the one in Westlake where I backtrack, and it's usually when I get gas. And like, I see how people treat the baristas in the morning, and I'm very cognizant. Like, dude, why? Like, these people aren't making a lot of money. Why are you being so mean to them, dude?
No,
like, they're doing the best they can. I'm not saying you
are. That's different,
but I see a lot of people like talk to them in a tone that I find to be disrespectful on their behalf, and then they'll make eye contact with me, and I'm like, I shake my head. I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm uncomfortable.
So that's one thing about that. It's like, yeah, sure. People being mean to baristas is not okay.
Like, amongst your friends
But boss, if I'm like, hey, boss, let me just get a grande cappuccino. That's being mean?
No,
because like, when I was on the other side again, I was on the other side. I was making coffee for people. I was like, I felt empowered and confident when people called me boss. I was like, oh, wow, I feel bigger.
I made sandwiches for people forever, and I would, like, someone would come in, they come waltzing in, and they're like, what's up, boss? It's like, okay, what can I get you? Yeah. A turkey with what?
See, I always do it. What up, boss? What's going on? What's going on, boss man?
I don't know.
What's going on, boss?
Like, people are going to have different opinions on this.
Nah, yeah, I know they are. My boy Wet, we call his uncle Bryant. Boss. Well, boss man. What up, boss man? We always call him boss man. That's how he went. He went by boss man.
To me, it's what's the setting you're in? How do you do it? What is your, like, what's the demeanor? Where's the person working? I don't know. There's a whole, like, you know, level of when it comes to service of, like, you don't want to be disrespectful to those. I don't know, man. I find it to be more delicate than you're making it out to be.
Yeah, I did not. I was not privy to this. I really wasn't. I'm blown away. I'm blown away.
How did this all start? I'm trying to remember. How did we get on this?
I don't know, but you know what's funny? This is how you know you just don't know what triggers calls, right? You could come up with all the questions. You could come up with everything.
How are you feeling?
We're talking about Brock Purdy resetting the quarterback market.
Are you kidding me?
We got one person who called. Nobody really. People on the chat are like, whatever. That's a year away. All of a sudden, we talk about boss or chief, and the lines light up. So I want to get into this. I'm sure our boss man, Matt Nahegan.
Yes.
I don't want to disrespect him if he doesn't like being called boss.
We call him
but
coach.
He is the boss in this setting, and we know him very well. So I find that to be, had someone just walked in from, you know, another company and like walks into the room and is like, what's up, boss? Like, I don't know. There's just a way.
That's a different. That's irrational. That's like being obnoxious.
That's what I'm saying.
I saw a new guy,
that's all I'm saying.
Hey, what's up, Dave? Well, good to see you, boss. Like, hey, what's going on?
That's what I'm saying.
That's how I do it.
Like, familiarity with the individual. I want
to
know.
I do it to people I don't know.
Well, like if you go to Pete's or Starbucks or, you know, Timeless Coffee or something like that, and you're coming flying in, you know, flamboyantly right. hitting people with the boss and the chief who are working the pastry.
What about player? You like player? What up, player?
I think that's harmless.
I always liked player.
That's harmless. I find that fun. You know?
All right.
It's always about tone.
Exactly. That's kind of my point. Tone.
Like if someone calls me buddy in the workplace.
All right. Look, the lines are lit up about this. Let's just go down the line here.
Oh my God. Not Brock Purdy getting paid $60 million.
People want to know about Buck because, again, I was a barista and these people would not know me. And they'd be like, hey, boss, I'll just do this. And I'd be like, and I felt like I had a pep in my step when people called me boss. I was like, damn, I feel like the boss now. And I knew I was low man.
But here's what I would say to you. You are someone who has positive energy that is felt when you walk into the room. Again, I'm working at a register for as long as I did. Yeah. There are certain people that come in with that negative, like, it again, tone and vibe and the feel and how much you know.
So it's more so about the tone.
I think that's the overriding thing.
It's not about being called boss or chief, but it's about the tone in which you call somebody boss or chief, especially when we're breaking down.
And the setting, you know?
Right.
Like, for example, you go into fine dining. You got your lady. You might be proposing on that given night. Everyone's suited and booted, and you're rocking and rolling, and the entire place is very quiet, and it's dimly lit. You're not walking in like, what up, chief? What up, boss? Like, finger gunning across the restaurant, are you?
Sometimes I'm like, what up, boss man? I'll see you back there, boss man. I'll do it. And I do it in a very positive, like with a smile on my face. I'm not trying to demean nobody.
Poor guys like whipping mashed potatoes.
Like, yeah, that's fine.
I'm pointing to.
But
you know what though? I empower those people. I'm like, yo, man, thank you so much for that, man.
That's different. See what you just did there, like eye contact. That's what you should do.
A lot of people do that. All right. Anyway, let's go. Right down the list.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this was a big deal.
I didn't either.
This generation is losing me. Gene and Oakley, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Well, I didn't call about this, but I'll address it anyway. You know, I live in the hills, but I work in the hood, so I've gotten called boss a lot by the locals, all right? And at first it kind of took me aback. I didn't know how to take it. And now I realize I take it as a term of endearment. I actually like it. So, yeah. Term of respect. You know, I think that's the way it's addressed to me.
Okay.
Tone, like you say, has a lot to do with it. So, yeah. That's my take on that. Can I say something about Purdy?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Gene. Uncle Gene, go ahead. We are a sports show.
Kinda.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyways, Purdy, listen, I think we've been a little hard. First of all, Jed York's remark, I think it was mostly, it came across as naive. I don't know why the hell he had to say that now. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's going to make a damn bit of difference. I think what Purdy gets paid at the end of this year is going to depend on how well he does. And I don't see him as the kind of guy. He's not going to be a boaster that's going to hold up the team. He's already indicated he's going to be fair. And it's first and foremost, it's going to be about the team and about winning. So now I don't know how much more time I got. I'd like to say a little bit in defense of Purdy. Can I speak?
Yeah, go ahead. Spit it, Uncle Gene. You know it. You got it.
Okay, so I think you've been a bit hard on the man. You know, keep in mind, he's only played a year and a half in the NFL. Year and a half. There's only been, as I see it, in the 58 years of the Super Bowl, there's only been five quarterbacks that have gone to the Super Bowl within their first 2 years and won. And of those five, only two quarterbacks, Russell Wilson and Warner, they're the only ones that had what you would call very good games. Even Mahomes and Brady had good games, comparable, frankly, to Purdy's game. I'm actually very encouraged by what we saw from Purdy. I think when you get him in a second Super Bowl, which I fully expect to happen as long as he gets the support he needs, he's going to be better. He's going to take more chances. I think he was a little bit too conservative You know, and I wouldn't be so hard on him.
We're not hard on Brock. We're just talking about him resetting the quarterback
again.
We're just talking about resetting the quarterback market, man.
What?
You can't, like, here's, thanks for the call, Uncle Gene. If we're slightly critical of Brock, it's like you're being too hard on him. I don't even like talking Brock Purdy no more. Because if we're not talking about how great he is, like at the Positive Coaches Alliance last Thursday, a fan came up to me and was like, you know, you're pessimistic about Brock Purdy, the 49ers. I was like, dude, you want me to do Paul Palm Radio telling you that Brock Purdy is the greatest thing, the greatest quarterback ever? You can go ahead and compare Brock Purdy to Joe Montana, who may be the greatest quarterback of all time. If you want to do that after 1 year, that's your prerogative. Fine by you. I don't really give a damn. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that with Brock Purdy after 1 year and what I saw in the Super Bowl. So fine if I'm a little critical of him resetting the quarterback market, which means he's going to make $55 million a year.
If Brock hit you with a, what's up, boss?
Oh, I'm good with it. What up, Chief? I'm replying. What up,
Chief? So you're going to go to one of the press conferences.
I don't think you should call him Chief, though.
Thank you.
Why? We call people Chief. All right, we'll stick to boss because I already know where we're going with Chief. And I can hear the people coming out talking about the tribal stuff and being racist and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no,
we're not going there.
We're not going there.
He lost to the Chiefs. That's why.
Oh, that's why.
I mean, are you kidding me?
I guess that's me. I was going down that avenue.
You're about to set me off for a second here. But, I mean, come on.
But would you agree with me? Setting and tone. They lay the foundation for this whole conversation.
No, I totally agree. I wish you would have started with that because that's I do agree with that. But damn it, if I'm just a little critical, you want me to wave to pom-poms and tell me, yeah, sure, give Brock Purdy $60 million a year. Sure, why not? That wouldn't be fair to you, the listener. I wouldn't be being me. I wouldn't be authentic. 95.7 a game, authentic.
Shout out NBC.
Let's go to Big Dre in the city. Big Dre, what's happening?
Yo, what up, what up? Thanks for taking the call. Sasky, you sounding real brand new this morning, man. You sounding like you triggered by this, like you had a bad experience, man. I thought you was from the city. You sounding real suburban right now, player. I'm older, and I've lived a little, and I've been in...
Have you ever worked in service? I'm asking, have you?
All my life.
Okay.
All my life.
And so you think every setting is appropriate to come finger-gunning in with boss and chief?
Not every setting, okay, but you then. Sounding like you had a, you sounding hurt, like you've been hurt by the experience and you're not from the city, man. What happened? You sounded a little soft this morning.
I'm cognizant of people busting their butt, making very little, and I don't want to disrespect them on any level. That's what I'm more cognizant of.
To me, that's uplifting them. When I'm like, oh, thanks, boss. I appreciate the time, man. Thank you for doing that. They asked me something, hey, man, what size? Hey, I take a medium, man. And they were like, okay, cool. I'm like, man, thanks, boss. Appreciate that. That's just how I speak. I mean, I never found it demeaning whatsoever because of my tone. And the way, and like when I was a barista, because I worked the service as well, believe it or not, and I was flipping cappuccinos and making lattes and making them with extra foam, and people called me a boss, I felt empowered. I was like, man, cool. I'm walking on water right now. I feel like I'm 7 foot tall. Seriously. That's how I felt. That's how it made me feel. Big Smooth in Oakland. Big Smooth, what's happening? We're not hard on Brock.
Good morning, gentlemen. Same thing. Not why I called, but you triggered, man. When people call me buddy, I'm hot. I want to do a
thank you.
I want to put you in a Rudy Goldberg.
Thank you.
A Rudy Goldberg chokehold.
The words we're talking about is boss and chief, not buddy.
But it's similar.
Yeah, no. But listen. I get you. But listen, I think it depends on the setting. You know, the greeting and salutation is important. Depending on the setting, because if a barista is doing fine by me, or I see a young brother or sister or a young student working their tail off, I'm gonna hit you with a good tip.
As far as
the greeting itself, but sometimes, man, just keep it formal, right. Man.
Thank you.
But Vontae, that's you. Do you? But listen, this is why I really call.
Okay.
Listen, man. Good game last night, man. Right. Okay, you know, we do this. It seems like every other game.
I know.
Oh, we're going to do it. Oh, we're not going to do it. But here we are, man. I think we've been too liberal with Pod's minutes, man. Why is he getting so doggone many minutes? I don't get it. Listen, we are the worst team in defending three-pointers. When the playoffs come, the games are going to get shorter.
Yep.
They're going to get more strategic, and they're going to focus on you. I don't think you can give him 35 minutes. Maybe Kerr is just doing this so he can give the other fellas some rest, but dang, why is he getting 30 minutes plus? Right. I don't get it, man. The math ain't mathing for me. I don't know.
I'm with you because, do you zoom out in each game? Like, it makes sense that he's playing here and playing there, and he's done really, really well. But then you zoom out, and you're just looking at the totals for the year, and you can right. say, Joe, it's because of availability or whatever, right. and he's young and he's got healthy legs. Third most minutes played on the team right now.
It's wild.
It's kind of crazy.
But
this in what terms of minutes per game.
But when you have an older team.
That's true.
And when you have a lot of youngsters and inexperience. And when you have injuries and lack of rotations because of injuries and suspensions, this is what's going to happen. They're going to play a lot more minutes. But I wouldn't, you know, what over the next 11 games, Steve Kerr's got to play this league by feel. It's a feel. Game by game, mm-hmm. it's going to look different with this basketball team. Wiggins may not give you 17-7 tonight. Kuminga may not give you 18-7. Klay may not give you 28. Steph may score more than 70. And like every game with this team, when you have an inconsistent basketball team, expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
Every game is going to be different. And tonight against Orlando, it's going to be different. Trust me, you're not playing. They're playing their guys. I got to check their injury report in a second, but they're playing their guys.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the most serious question you'll be asked today. Okay. Let's say you go to, I don't know if you saw, there's going to be a merger. Krispy Kreme and McDonald's are joining forces.
Are they really?
Yeah. Oh, and boy. So let's say you go to Krispy Kreme with Baby Chess, okay? And Baby Chess is 7 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. What's wrong?
I was going to say, hopefully not in the next 5 years.
Well, so let's say she's seven years old, and she's like, hey, boss, give me that. Sprinkle,
but see, no, nobody. She, but see, nobody. That's obnoxious.
What do you mean?
Nobody's finger pointing, calling people bosses.
No, but you're pointing at the sprinkles that you want.
No, but you just say,
you feel uncomfortable. Hey, would boss. Would you not?
If somebody said, "Hey, boss, let me get that Krispy Kreme with cream," I'd be like, "All right, what else do you need?"
I
would react.
I'm super cognizant of being as polite and as respectful as possible.
See, I think boss is polite.
Well.
Hey, boss, hey, could I please get
again?
The
I think it
boss?
Really matters your like, familiarity
what,
with
what
the.
If I, what if you're working at Krispy Kreme? I'll pull up and I'm like, hey, boss, could I please get the. And I add a please in. That's still being demeaning and disrespectful?
Well, the tone that you delivered hey, it boss, right there was
that's
pretty
how
good.
I, yeah, that's how
no,
I
that
delivered.
Was pretty good.
I don't think I've
but
ever
if
been
you're
like,
coming in like. I'm coming in like.
I'm not finger banging. like, I don't know who does
I've
that.
I've seen that happen.
I don't know who
I've
does that.
I've seen that happen.
Hey, boss. Hey, this.
I see
hey,
it.
Like, I don't know
I feel
who the
bad.
Hell does
I see
that.
I see these baristas in the morning and people treat them, not everyone, but like a couple people. And I'm like, geez, can we be just a little more respectful?
All right. Gary Harris, Kevon Harris, Caleb Houston, Jeff Howard out. For the Orlando Magic today.
Everyone's out. Now the Warriors have become rest day.
Let's see.
it used to be the other way around. We would pick who we want to rest against.
Devin in the Uber. Devin.
Hey, Devin.
What's happening, Devin?
Wow,
good morning.
Full lines lit on this topic.
Hey, gentlemen, what's going on? Man?
What's up, Devin? Feels like a study at Guru show.
So, real quick, about the boss type thing. So, two things. One, I do think that it's a cultural thing, man, because that's how we talk. Like Bonte, if we saw each other dressed up, it don't matter if it's a formal event or a cookout, we're going to be like, hey, I see you, bro. No, I'm trying to be like you. See,
yeah,
like,
yeah, that's true.
Good point.
That's true.
Good point.
Definitely a term of endearment. Like, mm-hmm. that's our way of showing love and then, like, bigging somebody up.
Yeah, it's real quick, Devin, it is the setting, too. You got to be aware of your surroundings. It is the setting. You got to know, understand the people in the room or whatnot. So now I know if I'm in a room with Shasky and his people, I'm probably not going to use the boss word. Right. I'm not even laughing. I'm dead serious.
We're all chameleons to a degree of our setting and who we're around. Like,
exactly.
We all do this. This is not unique to just me.
Well, so I'm going to bring anime in this. I'm a big anime fan. It's kind of like, if y'all know about Dragon Ball Z and the scouters, right? You're reading the power level, right? So I'm looking at you, and I can tell that's the frequency you on.
I agree
so
with that.
So that's how I address
you. I agree
you,
with
you
that.
You know what I'm saying? When it's my elders, it's always sir. It's always ma'am.
Exactly.
It's always that, you know? But if it's somebody around my age group, and I feel like they're on that type of vibe, then that's how I'm going to address you to keep your energy up, you know? So that's, I just wanted to
great
speak
call.
On that.
Yep.
That's, and then real quick, the Brock thing, I think Brock is a very good quarterback. I would give him a B. Like, grade period, he's a B. Do we give Bs 200,000? Is that
million.
What we do? Or do
200
we give
million.
A pluses? I mean, my bad, million. Do we give Bs $200 million? I don't know. I don't know if I could, but he's a solid B. I think he has B-plus, like, plays throughout the season, but it's like he's not an AA-plus. That's Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is a 200 mil. So I love you guys, man. I love that y'all could just have crazy topics. I'm going to go back to
this. This is wild. This is wild. I'm very fascinated this one. This has got me I'm fascinated. Fascinated by this. Seth in Oakland. Seth, what's happening? You're on the road.
They're going to call us back to the hotel because we're in too deep on this topic.
Let's stay on track here.
Yeah.
Stick with the matter at hand. 100%, man. Brock Purdy pulls up in his cold backwards hat, tosses you his keys, says, "Hey, park the car for me, Chief."
Well, that's disrespectful. Well, but that's not what people do.
That's ignorant
people. I wouldn't do that. I don't even like. Hey,
I don't know.
See, if I'm pulled up. See, that's not fair. Come on, man.
I've
never seen somebody use boss and chief in a demeaning way. I just don't know who does that.
I've probably seen it 90% in an endearing way to what a lot of callers are talking about. But I'm telling you, it's the one or two times you see it that way and you're like, ugh.
Well, we shouldn't let one or two people ruin.
But that's how things, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to let one.
Change your perspective.
I'm not going to let one or two idiots change the way
I operate. He is right, though. If you flip your keys to somebody.
Well, that's low life behavior.
Yeah, I mean,
that's you don't have to say anything. It's unexplainable
that's
to do
bad
something
tone.
Like that.
That's bad, you know, it's a
but
bad
that,
look.
But it's more so the flipping the keys to the car. That's the most disrespectful part of it. Here you go, Chief.
I told you, I got to take my car to the car wash on 87th or whatever in Daly City. They do a great job, touchless. And I've seen so many people treat these guys so bad. And I'm like, what are we, like, why can't we be nice to people in service? Like, they're doing they're busting their hump right there. And, like, a little tip, whatever. Like, we can argue about tips till we're blue in the face. But
yeah.
Just be nice to people, yeah. I think, is the number one thing.
Yeah.
Just be nice.
408 Comcast Business Text Line. I haven't been able to listen as often as I like. Mr. Bonte Lightyears. Whatever happened with your fantasy baseball dispute? Did you get that handled?
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
We handled it.
What did happen?
I'm not playing in the league.
So you've been stewing on this for a couple of days.
No, we're done. I'm not talking about it no more. I'm not giving it more attention.
Well, give me one last little brief statement as to what happened. So you were mad over keepers. Let's boil this down to the cliff notes.
I'm just going to say it like this. I just decided it was best for me to take the year off and take a mental break from this league. That's it. That's all. Let's go to Film on Mike. Oh, you know Film on Mike's got some.
There we go. He's probably coming at my head.
No, I don't know about that. Film on Mike might disagree with me.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. I can't believe you, Shasky, by you saying that in no way is somebody calling someone boss or chief a disrespectful term. In no way. You act like people coming up in there in a restaurant or a country club acting like they Rodney Dangerfield and pointing fingers and telling one-liners and stuff like that, bro. That's not what I'm talking about. Yeah, boss. Yeah. Go get my thing. Go get my bag.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Nobody's Rodney Dangerfield, bro. This ain't the movies. And then, you know, this is disrespectful, right? Bowser come on here and say, "Shut up, Shasky." Now that's disrespectful, boss. You feel me?
Yes.
That's disrespectful. But if I said, you feel me? Hey, boss, you feel me? Like, wooty wooty whoop. Ain't nobody disrespecting nobody, bro. Like, that's just the term of endearment. Now, this Brock Purdy situation is reminding me of Colin Kaepernick situation, and I don't.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.